So what I'm getting ready to say should make you really think about what's going on. As you look outside from your body ship, you see the sun go up, go down. You see the trees, the street, the cars, the news, the media. You see everything repeating. It's the same old political lies. It's the same old fear games. It's the same old media news. There's nothing new under the sun. As you look out in front of you, it might change a little bit, but it's the same story out in front of you. It gets dark at night, daylight the next day. Rain, wind, storms, calm, sunshine, seasons. The seasons around keep changing, but they stay the same. In other words, winter, spring, summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. It just repeats. Yes, it's a change, but it's the same change. Yes, a different car goes down the street, but it's the same street and it's the same kind of vehicle. Yes, new technology comes on the scene, but it's the same old stuff. What's the purpose of it? To communicate. Everything in front of you, outside of you, the same problems, the same people having babies, people growing up, people getting old, people dying, renting property, getting in the shower, brushing your teeth. It's the same stuff every day. So if everything out in front of you is the same every day, then what's really important? The inside. I made a note. How did I say it in my notes? If the outside is the same, then the internal is the real deal. What's going on inside is more important. The inside can grow forever. You know this earth is going to end, come to an end. It's going to be burned up. So the inside can go on forever, growth. But the external, the stuff around you, is temporary. It's temporal. I don't know if that makes sense to somebody, but it's so obvious. The same old politics, the same old news, the same old tactics, the rich and the poor, the same game, the same conversations. Okay, so let's say they create some kind of new technology. You still are just transporting back and forth. You're going to work, you're going home, you're going to sleep. There's nothing new. But the new stuff is inside. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The outside is the same. Yes, it changes some, but it's the same change. It cycles. Well, we got this new fad, FAD. Well, there's no new fad. It's the same old. It goes through a cycle. Even if you invent a new sport, let's say you invent a new sport, it's still Team A versus Team B. It's still the red versus the blue. As you look outside, there's nothing new. Somebody can knock on your door, they're not going to talk about anything new. Unless it's internal. The external is not a big deal. What's the big deal is the internal. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The heart issues, the mind issues, the internal growth process. There's people around you that never grow in the inner man. They stay in the repeat cycle. They stay in the bitterness, unforgiveness. They stay in the They stay in the repeat. They don't grow. They live in the past. They can't grow. They're still talking about the... If you go talk to them 10 years later, they're still talking about the same stuff they talked about 10 years ago. The politics. They haven't grown in the inner man at all. They haven't observed that the outside is just a repeat. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. I'm telling you, there's nothing new on the outside. The only thing new is your inner man. This can be changed and grow exponentially even. You can grow in the inner man, but the outside is the same old. It never changes. The Bible says it, nothing new under the sun. The Bible talks about the nations. Let's say another nation grows up. It's the same stuff. You can look at different nations. They go through the same cycles, the same repeats. So what's really important is your inner man. The outside doesn't change. What changes is the inner man. I don't know. Maybe some. This is so important. Then this is really significant. But some people won't get it. Some people will. But some people won't get it. They'll just laugh at it and say, "What's he talking about? You're doing the same stuff every day that your parents did, that your children are going to do, that you even do every day. It's the same stuff. But what can change is your inner man." They say, can a narcissist get healed? Can a narcissist, if they get saved, anybody can be saved. But even then, you have to be able to renew your mind. After you get saved, you have to renew your mind. You have to take your stinking thinking and turn it into good thinking. Doctrine determines behavior. If you renew your mind, your behavior's going to change in so many ways it's not even funny. For real. This is real, people. So that tells you if the outside doesn't change, what's the gold in this world? The real gold, the real silver, the real precious stone is your inner man. And so many people spend more money on the outward and not on the inward. They spend so much money and time on the outward, but no time on the inner or the inward man. The inward man is the gold and the silver and the precious stone. But everybody's spending money and time and effort on the outside, the outward man, which is perishing. And if the outside is the same, but the inner man's growing, then the outside must be what? Going around you like a hologram, like a DVD disc, to change you on the inside. The outside is happening to change you on the inside. Information technology. So everything that's happening around you on a daily basis is to affect your inner man it's hitting our senses to bring us back to our senses. That your inner man is more powerful than the outside. Because the outside was created and designed for what? To develop your inner man. Because your inner man is eternal, the outside is not eternal. Come on now. This is real, people. The motivation's not outside. The motivation should be inside. Whether it's your culture lies, whether it's your bloodline lies, to move from the false paradigms, the fake reality, the thoughts that are not even real, the flesh mind, the old Adam, the old Eve. You want to start thinking like the new creature, not the old creature. You want to leave the base nature and move to a higher nature. For real. This is not a joke. So you move from the base nature to the spirit man, but you've got to go through Christ to do it. You can try to be new age. You might pick up some stuff from the gurus, but for it to actually take hold in your inner man, it has to be a spiritual new birth from above, outside of the terrestrial. And the only thing outside of the terrestrial is the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the truth. Because down here in the terrestrial, the truth's all in front of you, but the human heart is born in sin and is born in delusions and lies and illusions. The human heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? So in order to get the inner man, you have to admit that you need help. Before you can get in a process to where you're moving to the new inner identity, your new identity, your new man, you have to admit you need help first. But if you think, what's that book? I'm okay, you're okay. If you ever think everything's okay in the inner man, if you think everything's okay around you, people are dying, people are killing each other, there's sin and evil all around you, and you think everything's okay, then where does it come from? It comes from the heart. When you look at the news or you go out your front door and you see all the evil, I can go out the front door and see neighbors fighting sometimes. And you say, where does that come from? It comes from an evil heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? And so you want to move from the evil heart and from the base nature to a new heart and a spirit nature. And everything happening on the outside is information technology or code. It's a derivative of the Word to hit you, to hit us, so that we start to move toward the spirit mind. And if you got people in your world that are pulling you down to the base nature, they need to go. Because your eternal, your soul's more important than some kind of temporary friendship that's not really a friendship, that it's a bad relationship. They got to go. You got to face God one day. Your eternal soul is more important than a temporary bad friendship down here or bad family situation. Come on now. Somebody needs to make some changes and start waking up. You listen to that same music, you listen to that same TV, you listen to the same noise of the system, but you don't realize it's just a repeat. And the purpose of the repeat is to wake you, to get you saying, wait a minute, I'm tired of the repeat. What am I doing? To be introspective in the inner man. If a person's not introspective in their inner man, then they're useless. Those are the useless eaters. You want to talk about useless eaters, it's the ones who are not introspective to their inner man and aware of what's going on the inside. That's the useless eater. And it could be the rich. It could be the elite, so-called. Because the elite get to the point where they think they've arrived and they're not introspective what they need to change. If nobody needs to change, why are we still here? The whole purpose of being here is to be conformed into the image of Christ. So that means we all have some improvement to do in the inner man, and it shouldn't be something you run from. It's something you should run towards. You should run towards the turning, the cutting, the change, the stretching, the pushing out the baby into your new identity. You should run towards it, not from it. Because if you run towards it, you're going to be healthier, more whole, more complete. Run towards it. Don't run from it.
run towards God. Yes, you're going to lose. Yes, he's going to win. But at the same time, if you submit, then you're eventually going to win, because he's got to cut out the cancer. The heart's deceitfully wicked. It's an old, cancerous, evil heart. And so when you run to God, he's going to win that battle, which you struggle with God. He's going to win. But that means you've got to cut out some stuff that don't need to be there. I mean, you know, this is the deal. The outside don't matter. The real part is your inner man. Nothing on the outside matters unless it's changing you in the inner man to a better person. That's the real deal, people. That's the gold, the silver, and the precious stone. The heart being changed to its new identity, to a better person, to seeing clearly, to being aware of your inner thoughts, even your inner being, your inner core. Because if you're aware, then you can't be programmed and controlled and turned into an AI robot of the system. If you're aware of what's going on around you, the system can't put you into an AI robot mindset, which is programmed by the media and the culture lies. You can't be programmed. The TV programs are not TV programs as we think. They're TV programs to program the culture, to program you, because you rub shoulders with people in the culture. So everybody in the culture believes a lie, and you're rubbing shoulders to that. So it's like when you don't believe the lie that the culture is teaching, you become an enemy of the state, because you can't be programmed like an AI robot, because you're aware of your inner. You have your own thoughts. You have your own consciousness. You're not connected to the hive consciousness. And they don't like that. They hate it.